Scott City cross country team wrapped up a busy week last week. They will continue their trek throughout the season, and they will be down at Hugoton coming up here on Saturday, as we will talk here with, I think, the lone senior on the team, Rand McPherson. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
All right. Is it weird being the only senior on the team?
Yeah, I didn't think I would be the only one left out of my class running cross country this year, but it's all right. I'm still having fun.
Well, that's good. You ran last Saturday at Greeley County, right?
Yep.
All right, and how'd that go for you?
I ran 25:50, and it's the first time I broke 26 since freshman year.
Awesome. So. That had to be pretty exciting to accomplish that feat, huh?
Yeah, it was.
All right, and what's been really the enjoyable part of doing cross country throughout the course of your career?
I think the most enjoyable part is just getting better. The adrenaline you get when you finish a race and you pass somebody right at the very end, I live for that.
Was it almost last Saturday, because it's been hot for a while here, was it weird to like, oh, man, this is cool out here?
Yeah, I had to wear a long sleeve under my jersey, and I thought I during the middle of the race, I was like, wow, I should have put on my tights. It's cold.
Well, it just made you run a little faster, right, to get warmed up afterwards, huh?
Yeah.
Well, after you broke that 26 barrier there, do you have maybe a goal as you head to Hugoton? What would you like to get time-wise as you get closer to the end of the year?
Closer to the end of the year, I'd like to be low 24s.
Okay.
Hugoton, I'm shooting for between 25 and 25:30.
All right.
I could cut about 25 to 30 seconds off my time.
All right. And you kind of, I mean, it feels like you've kind of gained a new confidence here.
Yeah.
All right, and I know it's been a fun run for you throughout your high school career, Bree, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you, and hopefully get that goal on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Senior Rand McPherson joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and we'll get Junior Brendan Bailey here on the show here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And you were at Heston on Thursday last and got to run against all the kids in your class, the juniors, and how'd you feel like that course was for you?
That course is it's definitely flatter, but it's always been longer, mm-hmm. and I still felt like I ran pretty good, and the team got third overall, and that was nice.
Do you feel like it was as long as last year, or did you not have to run as far this year?
I think they cut off a little bit, because last year I think it was like 800 long, and this year it was only 200, but it was still long, you could definitely tell.
Oh, well, that's manageable, though.
Oh, yeah.
But no, as you go through your junior season, what are some things that you continue to do to try to make strides and cut down that time?
One thing that has helped me a lot is just my teammates pushing me a lot. And there's this year, it's no exception. There is still a bunch of fast kids on that team that if we have real good depth, mm-hmm. and if you don't do good 1 week, somebody's going to fill in that spot. And it's really nice having that kind of depth.
And it's really kind of a good competition within the team, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's gunning for everybody's spot. And if you don't want to go for it, somebody's willing to go for it.
And, you know, you go to Hugoton on Saturday there, and you get a morning one. That's got to be a little different for you right now, right?
Yeah, I definitely have to plan for cold weather and not 90 degrees, so that'll be nice.
But that's all right, yeah. And do you prefer running in the warm or cooler?
Oh, I love running in the cold. Like, back a few years ago, we ran in the snow, and that was my favorite race.
Oh, man. I would think that'd be cold feet, right?
Oh, it was really cold.
All right. Do you have a goal time-wise you'd like to get to by the end of the year?
I'd like to get back in the 17s and okay. definitely PR, because last year I did get down in the 17s and I still have yet to break 19, but I am very excited for that.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you there, and good luck to you coming up on Saturday, and enjoy the race there.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Brendan Bailey joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we get Coach Joey Meyer joining us here. Coach, last Thursday, it's a big meet there at Heston there. And they have, of course, the 1 through 3A, and then they have the 4 through 6A division there. And It's all run by grade there, but looking at it, I think you guys really have to be excited what you did from week one to week two.
Yeah, we were kind of disappointed. We didn't end up seeing Southeast Saline and Wichita Trinity. They brought their JVs, so we didn't really get to see where we were at with them. But we did end up beating Smoky Valley on the boys' side, and they've been top three the last 2 years at state. So that was our bonus leaving there on the boys' side, that we got Smoky Valley. And I know it's not the format we're used to, but we still got them with our top five runners, which our junior boys, three of our runners beat their top two, and which was pretty impressive to see. And then on the girls' side, Bell and Brindley ran really well. They got in the top 10, and they scored us pretty good points on the girls' side. But yeah, the boys' side, they compete hard. It was a fight for the top seven to stay on varsity.
Yeah, I mean, third place, and out of that group there, that's a pretty deep field there for the boys especially.
Yeah, our goal now is Holcomb's got us two times in a row. We just want to see by the end of the season if we're gaining on them or they just keep leaving us. And hopefully it's the first option that we're gaining on them and get them by the end of the year.
Yeah, I could see it could be some pretty good battles there. Mm-hmm. And you guys see each other quite a few of the meets.
Yeah, yeah. Our junior boys are pretty motivated to stay with them this coming meet. We see them at every meet this year. So Ivan and Brendan, their goal is to stay with that top group and see what they got at the end, and hopefully their maturity can get them at the end.
All right. And, you know, speaking of another meet here, you guys go to Hugoton on Saturday, and that's always going to be a pretty deep field there at Hugoton. I think they bring some out-of-state teams, Oklahoma maybe, Texas
Guyman,
teams.
Guyman. Yeah, there's Guyman, and I think there is a Texas school too, but usually we end up getting those teams. It's Stanton County that usually gives us fits there lately, and Liberal. Liberal goes there, and we edged them by a few points last year. So it is a really good course, and it's our first morning one other than our JV one at Tribune, which our boys and Bree showed out pretty well this last Saturday there as well.
And I understand, I think, isn't that where league is this year too? If I'm not
Hugoton,
mistaken.
Yep,
so
correct.
That'd be kind of nice to go there and preview that course before the league meet there.
Yeah, yeah. We usually run pretty well at Hugoton, so it'll be nice to for our freshmen to run a full 5K there instead of their middle school 2 mile. Mm-hmm. So they're ready to go there if they end up making our varsity on the boys' side. Girls, they're already set on the varsity, but.
Yeah, and you know, that's the deal. We have with seven girls runners, and you have quite a few boys runners as well. But how tight is that pack there? But really between probably 3-4 all the way down to 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, it's been tight the whole season. Ivan and Logan and Brendan have been that stuck top three, but 4 through 10 is tight. It's I think the seventh spot this time was a 20.05, and then it was a 2015, 2020. It was all right there. Yeah. It's pretty exciting for me, but the boys might not like it because their spot might be lost every meet.
It's a good challenge, though.
Yes, for sure.
All right, should be a fun one for you guys. Hugoton on a Saturday for the cross-country team there, and hopefully it's a nice cooler morning for you there. And Coach Joy Meyer joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, Coach, for the time. Good luck to you guys coming up.
Thanks, Adam.